We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nancy Thomas is president of the Retail Merchants Association, and she's been there a long time. Nancy, you and I have talked before. How are things going? Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me on. Well, you know, things are going pretty well. We did a survey right before our talk this morning, and it's looking like our local retailers are feeling okay. Traffic in stores is moderate, which is, you know, sometimes a little concerning, but the key indicator for all retailers is their same-store sales, which is the year-to-year comparison during the holiday season. And no one in our survey is down. That's pretty big.
Yeah, so. I think the conventional wisdom, which I've been watching several people talk about this on the different news shows, is kind of turned on its head because we're led to believe that malls are dead, that retail's dead, mm-hmm. everybody's going online, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
No, it really isn't. Now, look, online sales obviously increase year over year, but when you look at the total retail shopping, it's less than 18%. I mean, it may hit about 17 or 18 this year, but you know, you think about that in comparison to the total, total scheme of things, it's still a low number.
You know, I was in, I guess I shouldn't mention either the mall or the store, but I was in a mall the other day, and it's a locally based retailer who's in a mall. Mm-hmm. So right. It seems like in a lot of cases we're seeing some of this merge. So it's not an us versus them. It's not come to our local store versus come to the mall. Is that something you're watching?
No, yeah, absolutely. We have some properties here in Richmond, one in particular that focuses and hones in on the local retail component. Actually, they probably have close to 40 local retailers within this mall property. And, you know, you think about that, and that is unusual, but terrific, because what it's telling the, first of all, our consumers, particularly in the local region, RVA area, they want to be connected to the local retailers. You know, our Think Shop by Local platform designed back in 2009 was to do exactly that, was to educate the consumer on why it's so important to support your local retailers. So we talk to those people all the time. And our members, non-members, they all know that we have this audience that wants to connect with them. So you're exactly right. I mean, there is no us and them anymore. Politically, we all are fighting for the same rights to be protected as a business owner, no matter whether you're small or large. But also within the mall real estate, you see a nice combination, which people enjoy.
So people don't have to feel like they're turning their back on local retailers because they want to go to the mall and have some of the choices there in that atmosphere.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Like I said, particularly one mall property, they cater to the local retail. So when you go in there, you have a couple of nationals, but you also have the flair of a strong local retail component.
We're talking with Nancy Thomas, president of the Retail Merchants Association, about how things are looking out there in the retail land. And Nancy, you mentioned one of your education campaigns talking about the importance of buying local. Can you go over some of those high points for us about just
sure.
as a good reminder of does this make a difference when you put your dollar into a local store versus online?
Absolutely. So when you buy locally, obviously those stores are here, and they give back most of the tax base. So you know they are really adding to the foundation of our counties and cities through first responders, you know, local infrastructure. So that percent is higher than someone who is not local in this town. So they are also the ones that are really giving back to our smaller charitable organizations. And, you know, whether it's through their church or it's the Little Leagues or it's the, you know, the local startups that are trying to help a certain cause, you know, they're the ones that are, you know, giving the money and supporting these people. So it truly helps when you buy local. And, you know, everyone says, oh, you know, it costs more. Well, yeah, it may cost a little bit more, but they're also very competitive, and they're the ones that are providing a unique product to the customer.
You bring up a good point. I've been on several, been around several boards and events where they are doing those silent auctions or the raffles, and you hear about how often those stores are hit up to help out and donate something. And I would say that if you've ever been to an event or been on a board where you've asked a local retailer to donate something to your cause, it's almost turnabout's fair play. You need to buy something at this time of the year from one of those retailers. That's a good way to pay it back, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's such a good point. Yes, I have been to a few of those events. And when you do, when you circle around, you look at all the silent auction items, a large percent are coming. That's such a great point, Jason. A large percent are coming from your local retailers. And you know what? I mean, they step up. Everybody asks them. I mean, I can attest to that through owning my own store. You know, people are constantly coming to the local retailers, and they are constantly giving back.
Yeah, yeah. Are those local retailers open today and tomorrow for the most part? Is there something, as someone who represents that association, is there something, some message they want to get out?
Yeah, they are. Absolutely, they're open. I mean, they're open all day today. They're open all, you know, pretty much tomorrow, probably till maybe they'll cut back a little bit to 4 or 5. But yeah, they're all open. I mean, they understand that this is the holiday season. People are depending upon them to be open, you know, because the holiday shopping season is shorter this year. People are probably kind of thinking, oh my goodness, Christmas is Wednesday. So, you know, people, there are some last minute people out there all the time, but there may be a little bit more this year because of the shortened holiday season. So yes, they're all open, they're all ready for business, and you know, think shop and buy local.
Is there an online spot where people can go just for, you know, sometimes you just want a reminder or some ideas, some brainstorming of where might be some good stores that I hadn't thought about that are good for gifts? Or is there an online list?
Sure. Yeah, we actually have a online holiday gift guide. You go to Retail Merchants or the Think Shop by Local website, and there, right there, we have provided our members, the local members, an area to have e-commerce as well as a shopping gift guide. So if you go to that, you'll get a really nice representation of a variety of goods.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. I hope it's a healthy season for you all. Happy holidays, Nancy Thomas, president of the Retail Merchants Association.
Jason, thanks so much for having us on, and happy holidays to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.